This is InnoBTS Today, a quick weekly update to keep you in the loop. So with that, here's Jamie.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm obviously not Jamie Dew. I'm Craig Garrett, and I'm the Dean of Students here at InnoBTS. Just wanted to give you a little bit of information for this week about what's going on campus and in the seminary community. There's not just a whole lot in the middle of the summer, except for some of the classes that are going on and all of us trying to adjust to the little changes that are coming with phase two of the city and the state's reopening from the COVID-19 crisis. And so with that in mind, let me just cover a few phase two things. When you're on campus, you'll notice that there's a little more activity. First of all, our offices are going to actually open for a little bit more time. So campus offices starting today will be open from 8 to 4. So you should be able to come in and take care of whatever business you need to on campus from 8 to 4. They have been closing at 1, so that's kind of a nice thing, and I hope that that will be something that's convenient for you. Again, in accordance with the City of New Orleans guidelines, with Mayor Cantrell, Dr. Avegno, the others that are advising us, we are able to start offering some face-to-face coursework. That depends on the class. It depends on the original delivery system and the numbers. So just check out the information for your class if you have a July class scheduled. Odds are, if it was scheduled to take place in person, it'll still actually be able to go forward that way. So keep an eye out for more information about that. Recreation on campus is a little bit different. We have been able to open up just a little bit more. Justin Sawyer and our rec staff have been doing a really great job making sure that we can access as much of the rec resources as we possibly can. So with that in mind, in phase two, they're able to actually open the pool to a few more people. They had been limiting that to 5 people in the pool. They're going to be able to increase that to 10. All those details are available on their Facebook page where they do the signups for the pool. Same is true for the gym. There are a few more people allowed in the gym. So just check out that real-time information that Justin and the others in the gym and the pool are posting online for you, and sign up, get out, and get involved with some other people. It's definitely worth doing. Otherwise, just a few reminders. Counseling is available still. I know Dr. Dew has hit this message home pretty well, but I just like to remind you that if you are used to seeing a counselor, or if you haven't seen a counselor before and you want to do that, we have trained our folks to do telehealth, telecounseling, and that's available to you, and we hope to have the counseling center open for face-to-face sessions as soon as possible. So in the meantime, I would just give you a few words of what I hope are wisdom in your life, and that would just be to stay creative. Look outside at ways that you can get involved with people, ways that you can make some community in the midst of all this. We've seen a lot of that already. I was actually on a conference call with some of our other fellow Louisiana schools, colleges, and universities this morning, and I told them about our socially distanced crawfish boil, and I think they all got a kick out of it, just the thought of us doing something that is regular and fun that we like to do, but doing it in a totally different way. So be creative, do things in a different way when you have to, but get involved with other people. Build community any way that you can. There's some new people coming to campus. We've seen some folks moving in who are going to be here for the fall. Those people need to meet people and find out kind of the lay of the land of this place. So welcome them and come up with ways to do things that are appropriate for the social distancing that we have to do. And then finally, I would just encourage you, look to the future. It's not going to be like this forever. We'll be making these announcements in person in chapel before we know it, and we'll also be able to spend some time together in a more traditional way, we hope, soon. There's no doubt that everything won't be exactly the same. There will be some changes, but we trust that the Lord has a plan for this place and for all of you and for all of us as faculty and administration. So have a great week and a wonderful summer, and I look forward to seeing you around campus.